A lot of credit to Joe, to Crone for scheming stuff up and putting us in good positions, because our run game has kind of evolved towards the latter part of the season to we've got multiple schemes that we can throw at a defense and formations and tendencies that kind of break that, and then hey, maybe a pass is off this formation, et cetera. So I think that comboed with we got some special backs that can make us right. Like, we got three dudes that are pretty good players at their position. So, I think the credit's got to go to those guys.
This team was one of the few that kind of got you in the run game last night you played them. What was it about that, what they did that slowed down the run game back in November?
I think that it's a good defense. And, sometimes, like, it's a player here or it's a cutoff there or it's – you know, everyone's got to do their 111th, and that's the thing about the run game is if one guy misses a block or doesn't do their assignment, it throws off the whole thing. So, I just think that we've got to be able to understand, you know, their defense, communicate well, because it's a great defense, a great scheme, and they got great players. So it's going to be a great challenge.
As you've observed Mari since he's been here, Mari Cooper.
Yep.
What have you made of the way that he's implemented himself into the offense, into the room, and to the team?
I think I would start with the fact that he's a really selfless guy. His ability to not really care who's getting the targets or the catches, and allowing himself to take his time to understand the offense and his role. You know, he deserves a lot of credit and attention because he's such a great player. But since he's been here, he's been such a great teammate, a guy that, brightens up our huddle when he smiles and laughs. Like, he's got infectious energy. He's just such a great guy to be around, and we're lucky to have him.
Does he do that often, smile in the huddle, or is it really special?
You kind of got to work to get him to crack. But once he does, it's a lot of fun. So. But you know what, I think that seeing his enjoyment too while he's been here has been awesome to see. Like, Connor played with him in Dallas, and you can just tell, I feel like, how much he loves being here and being around our offense and our team, and I think that's special.
The Chiefs defense shows a lot of different looks, and they blitz a lot, fourth highest in the league. What challenges does their defense and Spagnuolo specifically present to you?
Yeah, I mean, he presents a lot of different looks. He has a lot of different personnel packages that accompany those pressures too. So you got to be able to kind of decipher the package, and then, hey, here's what their scouted looks are, and then maybe they throw something out there that you haven't. So I think understanding kind of those blitz patterns within those packages is huge, but then they also got great players that can win within those schemes. So combination of those things.
We talk a lot about Josh and just everything he can do on the field, but there are a lot of intricacies to the quarterback position as well, like checks getting you guys in the right position when he is expecting a blitz. How valuable is having a quarterback who can do that as well?
Yeah, I think it's huge. We have an ability to kind of see the first and second level, but he sees the whole picture really, really well. And so for him to put us in positions where, you know, here's our base rule within the protection. Hey, I think this is the pattern, or I think this guy's coming, for him to get us off that. I mean, that's huge. It allows us to block the right people, give him more time, and then hopefully execute down the field. So having Josh, is like a cheat code in some ways.
Is there anything specific that